What is critical thinking, and can you outthink stuffy adults with it? When hearing of critical thinking, think of critiquing thinking, tearing ideas apart and examining them piece by piece. Critical thinking is very delicate, as it relies on a solid foundation of knowledge. And it is not just about acquisition of functional and authentic knowledge. It is about you dumping what is false, but you have been taught or learned to believe to be true. In a word, you have to empty your glass and then learn from great beings. To tear things apart and examine them, you need a workbench with tools for thinking. Let me show you a falsehood or two that you are clinging to. Your high school or college GPA being one of the most important things in the world. It isn't. In fact, adults that mention it are seen as infantile. Eventually, you realize that the GPA is completely tweaked by teachers and principals and absolutely stained by cramming. It is not a very valid or authentic measure of anything, certainly not you. And let me make this loud and clear. It is not a measure of your intelligence, because it is largely made up. There are people who work hard and take great care of their 4.0 GPA, but they are not focused on comprehension. Just passing tests. It's quite an art form. Comprehension, which is a foundation of real and authentic knowledge, would absolutely interfere with inauthentic standardized education, which is largely a game. You would fail most tests, as you would be too busy learning for real. There would be no time for pretending to learn the way textbooks expect you to. Textbooks want you to follow their web of knowledge in great part because of matching tests and the state GPA requirements. Instead of learning for real, you are given a hint of education that will appear as real due to the equally ineffective matching tests. It doesn't work that way. Knowledge is a thing that is inspired. Following webs of knowledge to connect things together requires authentic curiosity, and that must come deep from within you. It is something deeply personal and unique to you. A lot of people have their predispositions pushed out of the way in favor of standardized education. The only people that thrive here are teachers and those with curiosities largely matching what the school is teaching. A person who has been growing up with some predispositions for being an artist will do great in art class. A person with parents that present numbers, forces, and formulas as emergent tools and machines and teach their child to see deeply into mathematics will raise a child who will excel at it because they won't just have surface knowledge, but visions of what lies beneath. These cases are held up as examples of people who learn hard and succeed, and in a pretty serious way, they are quite the opposite. They didn't let school ruin them. Now, I don't want to give you the idea that, for example, programming class can actually teach you to be a programmer. In fact, it is overwhelmingly more likely to push you away from programming because of what a naive disaster it is and how it teaches completely out of sequence. A moment ago, you believed in your GPA, and now you have largely remembered that knowledge demands deep comprehension so that you can use it as a tool. Memorization, or as the case is,
temporary memorization is just theater, and you forget everything right after graduation.
When you get at your intellectual inheritance, made up of all the books written by great and clear-thinking beings, valuing authenticity and standing in relentless pursuits of excellence, becomes an active component in all of your decision-making. And with all the wisdom you continue inheriting from countless wise books, you will now tear and examine all the ideas in front of you with great care and wisdom to check what else they may hide and what impact that has on you and, eventually, the world. Moreover, critical thinking is what scientists do. The scientific method is all about tearing ideas apart. The key component of a good doctor or scientist, however, is not just examination, but the ability to change beliefs so that they match the truth. Interesting question. Can you become a scientist by just being a really good critical thinker? Or do you actually need a diploma and a good GPA? I'd love to pose this as the question that you should answer on your own, but I'm happy to announce that yes, you can become a scientist. You do not actually need a diploma and a good GPA. This will, of course, upset everyone that holds one. And all your life you will hear how you are using the wrong terms. But of course, it is best that you stick with other scientists. So, you set your aim to graduate from your favorite university, and you pick up all the vocabularies and correct terms along the way. But when you are young, you should never put yourself down that you are not yet a scientist. A scientist is a person that practices clear thinking, that has the ability to adjust their beliefs when evidence calls for it, and of course, the kind of a person that embraces the scientific method. You do not need a diploma to become a scientist that does real science. The first students of natural philosophy were some of the greatest scientists, and they didn't really care for diplomas. They cared for the truth and results, reproducible results. They cared for facts, clarity, and clear evidence. Critical thinking is an on-ramp towards science, and a diploma does not mean that much, certainly not at first, and then it stands for nothing when your research turns out to be bad. There are no easy ways to explain everything precisely, for the exact same reason that standardized education is so ineffective. To comprehend something, you must move at your own pace and in the sequence that matches your knowledge and curiosity best. And there is no perfect, reliable map. That actually is what teachers and good AI should be doing, just steering you in the right direction, where you can begin examining whatever calls to you. This could be something that no teacher would see as related to your subject of study. But all the things that your curiosity calls you to are intricately connected within you. All those curiosities combine to help you create unique inventions that few other people in the world would dream of. And again, standardized education removes your curiosities and tells you what you need to learn. And that just makes you a depressed worker in the end. You will be pleasantly surprised, I hope, at just how you are supposed to get at your intellectual inheritance, which I would define as the thing that enables you to resume where the great beings before you left off. First of all, you will need narrated books, especially when you are very young, but also when you are working on your vocabulary and a correct picture of the world.
And then you will need to make room for all that spoken knowledge carefully read to you by narrators. And that means adventure. And before your parents check, no, there are no substitutes. You and your parents, and later alone as you grow older, will have to, at the very least, section hike all the beautiful parts of the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails, or their equivalents in your part of the world. You are nature, not a machine or a worker or a soldier. It should come as no surprise that you need nature for peace and comprehension. And if I may, begin with adventure books first, because like you, no adventurer has ever set off merely for adventure's sake. There is great wisdom about each and every story, and even in their greatest tragedies or loss, you will find lessons of safety and protection. Finally, everything is connected. You don't learn the moment you sit at your desk in school. You are always learning. Everything you do has impact on everything else, and most of your curiosities emerged when you were little. Do not sell yourself short. You become a scientist the day you embrace the scientific method as dear. And you will begin your quest for growing all the way up towards becoming a great being the day you accept your intellectual inheritance and spend your days listening to all the clear-thinking intellectuals who made our world better and worth advancing still. Don't worry at what the adults have to say about what science is or it is not. Learn how to think about science from the greatest scientists and thinkers, those who actually made the advancements. Begin at your local library in the Adventure and Expedition section of narrated books.